Welcome to Terra Diosa, Episode 2.
Warning, this episode deals with child abuse and childhood trauma.
Awesome. So, does anybody need a quick recap of where we left off last week, or are we all good to keep just...
Three of them knocking on walls. Yeah, yeah.
Well then, if nobody needs a recap, then... Let's jump right into things. So, we will be a few months forward. Have spent that time training and honing your respective skills with your teachers. Enos, you would have come over a few times, maybe like four or five by this point, pretty much like once or twice a week.
Sleepovers.
No, actually. So far, Eros has never actually spent a significant amount of time with you guys. It's always been for specific instances of magical training. And speaking of said magical training, who's first on the chopping block today? One. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Van, that's you. So, we will just go over some of the training, some of the moments for all of you before we really get into things. So, how did we get from the screaming little gremlin to, well, whatever we have at the moment?
Still minorly feral, because it's only been a couple months, but as we have mentioned, Devana will mature very quickly due to being an Air Genasi, and relatively quickly, for all things considered, with how resistant they are to learning, apparently. They're learning language, they're catching up, they're figuring out what the fuck is going on. They still don't completely understand why they keep on being trapped into a room, but at least now they're more friendly with the other three. As well as being friendly with Clara.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So we will just open up.
Will stay. Vada, wherever they see the Frenchman, goes fuck. His nickname is fuck.
Of course. I assumed as much. We will just open up on one of those scenes. So you are in your base. Clara is trying their very best to teach you some magic, teach you how to feel and how to breathe in and out magic.
Ideally without setting random things on fire by chugging fireball without any discern.
And hopefully so, yes. So she's sitting there. I assume, what is Vada doing in this moment?
Probably has thoroughly explored their, like, space, has kind of begun making it feel like their own in the way of being able to actually be in the air again and feeling...
Yeah.
Not as trapped, even if they do still feel very trapped.
Yeah, I don't think you've gained flight just yet.
I mean climbing.
Ah.
They absolutely will stack random furniture and climb it.
100%. So, Clara is currently just sitting on the floor, sort of meditating. You see this swirl of color and light that sort of almost always seems to surround them, whether it be from their hands, their horns, or most often from their cloak. It's a large brown cloak with several spots of glowing purple, blue, and red.
There have been many times by now where Vana has come up to, like, sneak up and try to take a look. But upon being spotted, fucking ran.
Amazing.
Treat them like a feral cat, and you have...
Beautiful. So, now we move on. Just quickly going through to Enos. You are back at your house, I assume. Would you be training? It's like mid-afternoon. early evening? Do you think you would be training out in the woods or doing more wholesome things?
Definitely a nursery, just shooting.
Awesome, yeah. Arrows. Yeah, go ahead and give me a... Just roll the hit, I guess.
That plus 5.
So that is...
I don't know.
12. Oh. Well, so you fire off a few arrows, one after the other, whizzing by, not hitting your target, but as they sort of pierce into the ground, your target is cornered and trapped. I'd say it's a large elk by this point, a magical creature, sort of. It's very common in the forest, but, you know, they're livestock. What is your response to this? What are you doing now?
Gonna go collect the arrows, obviously.
Awesome, yeah. As you move down to collect the arrows, this thing is going to try and run away and it does run at you, in a sort of moment of self-defense. Can you go ahead and give me a dex check with disadvantage? Safe.
Oh, dex safe. So that's gonna be a 20,
Awesome, yeah. Go ahead and take 9 points of bludgeon damage as this thing barrels straight past you, knocking you to the ground.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. And as you see this, you hear a sort of hearty, small chuckling in the background as your uncle, who has been watching all of this transpire, comes to help you up. But it's just like, you okay there, kid? Quite the tumble. Yeah, okay. Let's get you something to eat. You've, despite my protest, you've got your magical training in a few hours, so.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much, and, let's just head home. Why? Everyone's confused. And with that, you head home. What do general meal times look like for you?
I forgot the words that I was using, so I'm just gonna use like literal. Okay, yeah. So grandmother's usually the one cooking. Obviously, Eros is, you know, helping out because Eros has a little recipe book that they carry with them.
100%. Can you give me an insight check real quick?
Sure. That's a 6.
Awesome. Well, this person is definitely part of your family. You've known them for a while. You love them greatly. Confirmably not your mom. A little too old. A little not magical enough. But they look fine.
And then grandfather would get home from his day at the market. And then everyone would sit at the table
to eat. Awesome. 100%. It's a quiet meal tonight. That's not generally the normal atmosphere. But on the days we have magical training, things tend to be a bit quieter. Afterwards, your grandmother offers to take you to the compound, just to sort of freshen things up, give you a good evening. Do you say anything, do anything on your way there? Head right there? Beautiful. And with that, we now have... Tikka, you good?
Hello!
Hello, are you able to interact?
Yeah, I was just muting because I'm on the street. So, cars, I don't want to interrupt.
Ah. With that, you spend most of your time either, I assume, getting into wonderful hijinks or training with the Frenchman, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. This is one of the lovely yet rare moments where in which everyone, well, mostly everyone, is taken in order to do magical training.
She doesn't want to, so she's not going to. She's going to go hide in her room. Wait, how old are they supposed to be at this point?
Awesome. Yeah, they're about, like, 7-ish by now.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, 7 the older ones or 7 Tikal.
The older ones are 7. Tikal, it's only been a few months since you've got there. You're still sort of settling in. Still not quite, you know, working like clockwork.
Okay, so yeah, she's just hiding under the bed.
Awesome.
The kitchen knife.
With a kitchen knife. Beautiful. So, after you hide there for a few moments, you see someone enter the room. You can't tell which instructor it is, but it is definitely one of them. If you'd like to give me an insight, investigation, or perception check, please feel free
to
do.
Absolutely, I would. Let me figure out which one of those is the highest.
Valid.
Okay, insight, investigation, or perception, you said?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. Investigation, which will be a 16.
Awesome. You recognize these footsteps. Clara has very light, quick footsteps. She sort of jogs and runs almost everywhere. These are not those footsteps. Gustav has very heavy, slow footsteps, sort of walking with strength and purpose wherever he goes. And these are not those footsteps. These are very recognizable. Dance-like, jumpy footsteps that just sort of pitter-patter everywhere, near constantly. He's almost always doing something. And he takes a seat on the bed. He knows you're there. He can see you hiding under the bed with your kitchen knife. It's not the first time this has happened. And he goes, you know, you do have to do this. It's unfortunate. But you do kind of not have a choice.
She's not going to say anything. She's just going to, like, scooch further back under the bed.
All right, well, I could call Gustav. He could lift the bed. He could lift the bed. And then I could grab you. You're not terribly heavy, so it would not be difficult. Or, instead, you could come willingly. There could be less screaming. And, you know, perhaps the legs on your bed don't get broken.
She's still very, very silent. But
awesome.
Will crawl out from under the bed and just stare at him.
Oh. He's going to stare right back. Would you like to make an intimidation check?
Oh, absolutely I would.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure I gave myself... Oh, no, I didn't. I thought I gave myself proficiency on that.
This will be contested with his intimidation check.
Okay, that's a 14.
And that is a no. You get to him. He nods. He's not scared so much as he's just proud. He's looking at you and he's like, yeah, this scary, scary fucking toddler is my scary, scary fucking toddler. And he offers you one of his gloves, not his hand, because for
learned
some
bad lesson,
he doesn't. He doesn't offer people his hands for handshakes, high fives, anything. He will just sort of pass his glove over for you to take and follow him into what is Vana's room for magical training.
They don't release Vana, do they?
Very rarely.
Like a caged animal.
Feral.
Based on the fact that you're all hiding in cupboards and climbing the walls, I don't think feral animals are a bad assessment.
Well, we're not trying to call in Vana.
Well, yeah, fair enough. And finally, Felix.
Hello.
Everything all good?
Yep.
So, Felix, you don't partake in magical training. So, currently, you are training with Gustav. In this training, he stands about 5-10 feet away from you with a wooden greatsword in his hands, and he tosses to your feet a short sword, a long sword, and a greatsword.
Wooden?
Yes.
Felix goes to try and pick up the biggest one first, and he kind of buckles under the weight.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a strength check. Or a strength save if you want to put your whole body into it and not really care about what happens to you.
Wait, is this save for protecting myself?
It's an option. You can make a strength check if you just want to lift it, or a strength save if you want to put your whole body and possibly dislocate your arms a little into lifting this object far heavier than you should probably be able to lift.
Okay, try hard. Felix, you're gonna try to do the strength save.
Beautiful.
That is a 10.
That is a 10. Okay, so you get it off the ground. You feel your arms start to, like, wobble and shake, and you keep pulling. Go ahead and take... Ooh, that's rough. 12 points of force damage as you pick up this sword and it falls back on top of you.
So it just lands like flat on his back and he's like, I really thought I could lift that thing.
Gustav walks over to you and he says that it's really unfortunate that you are not as strong as you think you are. But it's simple. Do what works. You don't have to try. There's no need to throw everything to every encounter. Do what works. If you are battling a field mouse, don't attack as much as you can, as hard as you can. Just kick it.
I guess you that understand? Makes sense. But I feel like if I don't try as hard as I can right off the bat, then I'm not going to get anywhere.
I understand. But what you need to realize is that there's a difference between being strong and being reckless.
But I thought you said be strong but dumb.
Or no. Something. I said you do not need to be smart to be strong.
Then why can't I just pick up the greatsword?
Clearly, because you're not strong enough. So, be smarter. Pick up something lighter. And be quicker. Greatswords are good, but they're slow.
Felix is just going to bite his lip and squirm out from underneath the greatsword and then try to pick it up again.
Awesome. Give me another strength save, this time with advantage.
Okay. That is a 15.
Beautiful. You get it up off the ground. This is a greatsword almost the size of you. You are a child, and this is a big-ass sword. You're, like, propping it up on your shoulder. You've got it. But Gustav looks kind of wary.
Look, I did it.
As well, yes, you did. But having a weapon is worthless if you can't swing the damn thing, so go ahead. Swing it at me.
Felix is gonna... He's gonna, like, tip his body forward and try to use the momentum of, like, his weight to push it just to, like, fall in Gustav's direction.
Awesome, yeah, I'll roll to hit.
That is a 14 plus 6.
Nuts. So you prop this sword up, and you sort of see it line up very clearly. As, since it's a wooden sword, it's not going to do much. As it slams into Gustav, breaking completely.
The sword?
Yes. He looks stunned. As you see a small bruise slowly growing into quite a large one start bubbling up on his shoulder.
You okay?
I'm fine. I've had worse wounds, and they have healed.
I think that blow gave me a couple of splinters, too.
Well, go talk to the Frenchman. He's not busy and he's more of a medic than I'll ever be. And with that, we will move on to magical training.
So, for the record, upon seeing Tikal enter the room, Vona is actually going to leave their perch and fucking dart to, like, basically hug on to her. Her? What is Tikal's pronouns?
I'm pretty sure she's
there. Yeah.
Okay. Vaughn is going to dart and immediately, like, grab onto her arm and just, Tika!
It's Tikala.
Tika!
She's gonna poke Vaughn with a knife.
You're Tika to me.
Vaughn, go ahead and make 1 point of piercing damage.
No!
So, with that, Clara is sort of sitting in the middle, still, like, dancing around. She never really stops moving. She's always spinning, very light on her feet, seeming very calm and collected, with those colors dancing around her. She's like, all right, kids, so today we're going to work on something very simple. All you need to do is hit the target. It's a moving target, so it's going to be a little more difficult than last time. But as long as you can hit it, congratulations. And we will wait till the next lesson to move on any further. I assume you're all just sort of paused there, right, at this.
I can't tell if anyone is speaking or if we're just silent right now.
No one is speaking. Not a word.
Because I can't hear anybody.
Like I said, Vaughn is just...
Tika!
Eros, are...
Oh, I'm...
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone except Felix is here doing sort of their magical training. Very mandatory, very official.
Can Felix, like, sit in and watch?
Of course. You are sitting and watching as the Frenchman sort of pulls splinters out of your hand.
That's so sweet.
Give me a con save.
That is a natural 20.
Beautiful. So you take this like a champ. He is pulling like entire tree stumps out of your hand, and you do not wince for a moment. You are just sitting there, like, be strong, be strong, be strong.
Felix is going to ask the Frenchman, why is a murderer so good at fixing people?
When, little one, murder is more of a side effect of what I do. It's not the goal, and it's not really what I'm trying to accomplish, but... few people may end up dead here, few people may end up dead there. It happens, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
But keep watching, because these are the people you need to make sure do not end up dead. So, pay attention, learn their weaknesses, and come for them.
I will.
Good one. And back over to the magical training. What are you guys doing? You don't really see a target, but Clara is moving around a lot more than normal. Normally, she just sort of dances in place. Here, she's almost gating and gliding across the floor as if it was made of ice.
She's the target?
Yes. From what you can get... She's the target.
Yeah.
Firebolt.
Roll to hit.
13.
Awesome. This whizzes right past her. You go, okay, you're the target. Catch this. And pitch this little ball of spinning flames, and as it grows and pierces towards her, it misses completely.
Can I do an insight to see if she's actually the target?
Yeah, go for it. It would be perception, but yes.
Perception?
There's zero thoughts for Vana, just, okay.
11? She's the target.
Cool. Just trying to remember, because I forgot to get a spell real quick.
Feel free to only use cantrips here, and if you do use a level spell, don't worry about the spell slots.
Cool.
This is training. Magic missile, awesome.
So that's three
bolts?
Yep.
With one roll?
I think it's three separate rolls.
Awesome, go ahead and give me those rolls.
So that's a 17, an 11, and an 8.
What's your bonus for that?
Doesn't get a
bonus. Awesome. So,
doesn't.
Awesome. You generate these three sort of mystical spires of glowing, like, pink and blue energy, and as you throw them at the instructor, two of them, just like Vana's firebolt, just go right and left, breeze right past them. And she goes, you're going to have to try a little harder than that, as the other one goes. And you can see from every conceivable angle, it's going to connect. But as she's dancing and moving, her cloak begins to light up, and it is moved, hitting the floor, completely missing. As she looks at you, she's like, excellent work. But again, you're going to have to do a little bit better than that.
How did she do that?
Felix, go ahead and give me an Arcana check.
Okay.
Can I do that as well? Like the Arcana check?
No, you are a little busy hanging on to another child for dear life.
That is a 12.
Awesome. So this cloak is definitely magical. Definitely.
Thank you.
Going on in this room. Yeah, that's about as far as you get. Tikal, what are you going to do to try and hit this target?
So you know that knife that she has?
God damn it. Yeah.
She's going to throw it.
Is this a magical knife or just a regular-ass kitchen knife?
This is just the kitchen knife.
God damn it. Go ahead. Roll to hit. That is a throwing knife or a dagger, if you have the stats for it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is an 18.
18. Awesome. So you watch where she's going, tracking it with your fingers. You see she's moving in a small triangular formation, dancing as her shadows move. Again, somehow even more than she is. And you take the knife by the blade and pitch it. It goes screaming through the air. And all movement that she's doing stops completely. As she stares dead on to this kitchen knife, as the handle of it, not the blade, hits her square between the eyes.
Wow.
Go ahead and roll.
Pardon? Roll damage, did you say?
Yep. D4.
That's 5 points of damage.
Bonk.
Awesome. As soon as this hits her, you see that she is directly in front of you. Every shadow cast in this room begins to stretch and pull around you, concaving and making a sort of box. Go ahead and give me an Arcana check or a Wisdom save.
So, Vona's hanging on to Tikal, right?
Yeah, you're also experiencing this as this lady who is generally nice and flowing is trying to put the fear of God in you.
I don't think that's very hard with Vana.
That is a 10 Arcana check.
Awesome. You are stuck. You cannot move. You are in magical binds of shadow. And if you try to move, it's gonna hurt.
Do I need to roll as well for Mana?
No. You sort of just, like, fall to the floor, clattering away like a small animal.
Yeah.
You scamper away to hide behind probably Felix at this point.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Felix is already running to call to try and get the shadows off of them.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a dex check, but before you give me the result of that, Tikal, you see as her eyes sort of fractal, spreading out and caving around you. She speaks in a voice that sounds like many more people talking. She says, "That is not what you are here for. It is magical training. We are not trying to kill anyone. We are trying to teach you so you don't die and we can keep living. Now, I'm going to let that slide because I'm in a good mood. But if you try that again, you will be removed and we will find another way."
That's crazy.
Tikal and perfect 4 or 5-year-oldness is just going to start sobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Felix, at this point you do reach Tikal and this spell does seem to be disbanded.
Felix is gonna like kneel down and like rub their back and he's gonna be like, "Are you okay?"
"I'm fine."
Awesome. Tikal, can you go ahead and make a charisma save?
Oh, what, sorry?
Charisma saving throw.
Yeah.
If anybody would like to attack Clara while they're distracted.
I would like to turn invisible.
Oh.
I will throw a firebolt!
Awesome. From both angles, I assume, you're going to turn invisible, go behind.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to do a magic missile.
And another magic missile. Beautiful. Awesome.
I
want
you to do chill touch.
I get it.
Chill touch. Chill touch is a touch range spell. You need to.
No, actually, it isn't. It's a range.
Oh, that's confusing.
You create a ghostly skeletal hand in the space of a creature within range.
Beautiful.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. You roll to hit.
I get advantage on this because I'm invisible.
You do get advantage.
So 15.
Attack is going to be a 13. That kind of attack is going to be a 20.
Not 20.
And the third attack is going to be a 19.
God damn. Yeah, Vana, what is that roll?
I rolled a 15 to hit.
15 to hit. 15 does not hit.
Ah!
Crazy.
Can Vana, like, just spam a bunch of them, basically?
If it's a cantrip, I'll let you cast it again.
Yes.
Beautiful. Go ahead and roll the hit.
Fuck! Nat 1.
Ooh. Beautiful. Roll damage.
Wait, what? No, it was gonna be for me.
It backfired on you?
It was a crit.
Critical damage?
I rolled an 8 from the D8.
Beautiful. Roll it again.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's a 4.
That's 4. Awesome. So that's 12?
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So, As soon as you see that, like, she's sort of calming down, collecting herself, being like, maybe I shouldn't scream at children. Maybe this isn't conducive to a healthy work environment. Vada, you see Eros turn invisible in an instant. The small pitter-patter on the ground as they dart behind, throwing magic missile after magic missile after magic missile. One of them, the first sort of collection of magic missiles, react the exact same. They go one, two, three, and the cloak seems to bend the light around them to crash them into the floor, doing jack shit. And as you throw this chill touch out, it does the same thing, pulling the ghostly hand apart and breaking it into the ground. You see its bony, icy fingers sticking up before they dissipate. And with one more magic missile darting into the ground, the last two that Eros throw collide with the cloak itself, missing the runes entirely. One of which, poking a hole and sort of charring a bit of this cloak, the other one connecting solidly, hitting them square in the chest, knocking them to the floor. Go ahead and roll damage.
Nice shot, Eros.
Is only one arm?
No, two.
Okay,
both of them.
Cool. So that's going to be 8 damage.
8 damage. Roll the green d4 again. I think it's 9, 10, 11. Beautiful. Awesome, yeah. So as this happens, she is knocked on the floor, and you see her hair begin to twist, her hat, her sort of typical witch's hat with the horns poking out, begin to buckle and fold up, and then nothing. The winds around her calm, she stands up, a sort of burn mark on her chest, as she slowly and almost begrudgingly claps.
Yes.
Congratulations. You have all passed your magical training. And with that, with all you have done, in a few weeks, I believe you will be ready to go on your first mission. Heading out of the compound for the first time and doing some real adventure.
Yes.
Experiencing this world for what it is. You may not come back from this.
Oh.
But if you do, you will be stronger because of it. It will be very proud.
What does proud mean?
5 years old, guys.
I don't want to die.
Yep. Being sent out into the world to go kill things. But with all that being said, this whole scene sprawled out in front of you. Clara leaves, and for the next little while, about a few hours, you're all just left there.
Frenchman's still around?
Frenchman is definitely still around, yeah.
What's your name?
John.
John!
No. John. J-U-A-N.
Oh, no. J-E-A-N.
For the record, that was out of character. Me screaming John was out of character.
Juan.
I was just in a Juan.
J-U-A-N is Juan.
What's that?
J-E-A-N is more French.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna go right back to like shooting him, just like they were the first.
Listen, they're kind of done with it at this point. They're just like, yes, 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 yes.
You should meet my grandmother.
Understood.
Fuck.
Earlier
than me.
I'm sort of howling over you.
Can I temptation again?
With disadvantage.
Damn. Oh wait, two of these.
That's a two. That's a
so,
two.
Out of curiosity, what happened with the chill touch that fail?
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry at all. It's
did
still
Clara take the hit?
The ghostly hand is still stuck into the ground, and unlike most spells that dissipate after a few, you seem to have put a little bit more oomph into this one, and it's sticking around.
Oh, God.
What was that? That was, what, 12 damage again?
What?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Vona's just gonna, like, pretty much go and grab on to any of the three, whoever's closest, and just be sticky.
The closest person to you would be Gustav at the moment.
Of the three, not of the weird instructors. Pardon?
So, I assume Felix, Tikal, and Vada are just sort of sobbing silently in a corner somewhere.
Felix is kind of, like, wiped Tikal's tears away, but, like, his handkerchief is, like, bloody from, like, his own accidents.
And this Frenchman is just standing over Eros.
Perhaps you shouldn't.
Directly down at you and just goes, fuck off. And leaving.
Crazy.
Bye bye, fuck.
Me like how it's not. But yeah, after this session, everybody please feel free to level up.
Again?
And yes, again.
I would hope so. Do we level up now or at the end of the session?
At the end of the session. I'm just telling you now, just in case I forget.
Oh, I was going to do it right now. So
I was... That's why I asked.
And level 3 is where you get your subclass, and that's pretty big decision. So, everything being said,
I feel like I need to state for the record, upon seeing the Frenchman leave, Vana is going bye bye fuck.
Real? Is it like seal or like
penguin? Hey, yes, bye bye.
Sorry, you cut out, Ariel?
Yes.
You cut out.
Oh, so sorry. He's just waving goodbye. It's like, yes, yes, farewell, child.
So dumb and blessed.
Tikal is like, she's done crying now, but she's sniffling and embarrassed, so she's facing the wall and refusing to speak to anyone.
Ah, yeah. As is the toddler way.
Yes.
Yeah. What could go wrong? Did they leave the door open?
Yeah, you guys can explore about the facility. It's just like 4 or 5 rooms cordoned off by fencing. Giant stone walls surround it.
Do I really need to say what's going to happen with Vana?
You cannot climb the giant stone walls.
Doesn't mean they won't try.
All right, then. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
It's athletics, right?
Yeah. What's your 13. Movement?
Let me find it. Walking is 30 feet.
Awesome. So you can climb 15 feet in about a minute, which is still better than most professional rock climbers. But, after about, like, 10 minutes, no, like 3, you do see the spectral, ghostly form of one of the prophets staring daggers down at you. And you feel very compelled to get off this wall. Go ahead and give me a charisma save.
Okay, I was gonna say. That was a nat 20, motherfucker!
Awesome. So you stare back at this ghost, and you're like, you know what?
That was a 25, for the record.
Fuck yourself. And you peep climbing. You are about halfway up the wall. You can see the evening light peer over the edge. The fog from the beautiful day that must be happening outside of whatever nightmare facility you're trapped in. As Gustav, of all people, is waiting at the top of the wall. Just waving down at you. He's got like he's got a little basket. He puts down a small rope. He's like, go on. I'm not gonna hurt you. You're pretty much fine.
Like the rope is to get up or to get down?
Get up.
For a very rare moment in Vana not just screaming at the sight of them, Vana will take the rope and climb up.
Awesome, beautiful. With one foul hoof, you are thrown into the air by this rope. And as you land on the edge of the wall, seated and surprisingly comfortable, your legs and arms have been bound.
And this is when we get the screaming child again. This time it's repeating, fuck shit, fuck shit, fuck off, fuck, 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 fuck.
Not your hands, sorry. Just your feet have been bound. So if you tried to double back over the wall, Gustav would just be able to, you know, grab you. And
you say that like Bono's really aware of why exactly Gustav did this. They just know they're trapped.
One moment, please. I need to blow my nose.
It's okay. I'll keep you guys entertained.
Thank you so much.
Granna gets freed, and the children get freed.
Yes.
Yes. They're on it.
We get to have proper childhoods. Yes.
And Gustav is standing there. Motherfucker, sorry. Eating probably like an entire baguette to himself. And
Vana is absolutely like trying to untie themselves.
Awesome. Go ahead and give me a sleight of hand check with disadvantage.
Okay. That's a 10.
Awesome. Not even close.
Damn. Where's the shot?
Yeah. Gustav takes a sort of sweet roll. Well, you don't know what a sweet roll is. You've never seen this thing in your life. But it's a bun of bread. It's got something dripping out the side of it, whether that's oil, cheese, or applesauce, you can't quite tell. And it smells incredible. You also don't know what that is. And with his hand about the size of your entire lower half, he just hands it right to you and goes, eat. You will die if you don't.
Somehow, Gustav is the one that's somehow befriending this child that otherwise is feral. And yes, Vana will eat it, be very confused, and probably make a mess, but willing to eat.
Awesome. Go ahead and give me a constitution save.
Oh, no.
No way, he poisoned.
You know what, that's my highest save, so it's fine. Yeah, that's a 24.
Awesome. It's the most delicious thing you've ever had. It's not poisoned, there's nothing wrong with it. It's, well, it's an apple fritter. Some of the apples are a little raw, you know, it's a bit crunchy. But hey, that's to taste. It's probably the best thing you've ever eaten. And realistically, one of the only things you've ever eaten. You guys are fed a very consistent diet of rice, chicken, and potatoes.
Bro, we're on the bulk right now.
On that protein diet.
Sup gets to hear Vana almost. You're like a feral cat when you give them food and they like growl while eating.
Yes.
That's Vanna.
As the
just
owner
like,
of absolutely
devouring.
I do.
Vanna is devouring the spreader in both a concerning speed and a very aggressive manner of don't you dare try to take this away from me.
As you're just munching on it and just completely destroying this thing, you realize that you're being slowly and carefully lowered back to the ground by Gustav. He's just sort of got you in his arms like a feral cat, but he's just, like, with one...
Unfortunately, upon realizing, Vanna will, one, shove the fritter into their mouth fully, whatever's left, and immediately start clawing to get back up.
Awesome. Gustav just grabs the rope tied to your feet and you dangle for a moment, upside down, as he slowly descends back to the ground.
Once again, feral Vanna.
Just before you're at the bottom, you do finally get out of these bonds. You pry your legs apart and fall, taking 7 points of damage. And with that, you are back on the ground, and for everyone, including Eros, who is home by now, it is dinner time. With your very appetizing meal of steamed vegetables and porridge. You've known nothing else. Well, no, Felix, you would. Felix, you hate this shit. It is bland and tasteless. It has a very calculated but healthy amount of protein and nutrients. Vanna, this is the only food you've ever eaten. This is just
Now I'm fitter.
Yeah, you kind of despise going back to this after the god tier dessert that is an apple fritter. You're making do. Tikal, you were fed pretty poorly. Most of the things you had were, you know, like soup.
Rice.
You know, soup. A lot of seafood soup specifically, because you grew up in a small little fishing village.
Let Felix go back to his home cooked meals, please.
Yeah, Felix, every bite just reminds you of like really awful shepherd's pie that you tried to make.
I hate shepherd's pie. Hell no.
How dare you? I love shepherd's pie. How
dare you?
I know, I just offended like the whole population. I'm so sorry.
But with all that being said, it is the next day.
No, real quick, before we move on, just because... Can Vanna find Gustav again?
Yeah, 100%.
And just how make? Good food. How?
See, Gustav, he's sort of sitting in a giant stone chair. It would be a throne if it wasn't surrounded by other giant stone chairs. And he's just sort of staring off into the darkness at something. You can try and see it if you'd like. You're still hidden for now. No? You're just going to walk right up to him?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Why would Vanna think that far ahead?
You're going to run into a surprise. That is far too well planned to realize you were there. So he's absolutely terrified. You just appear from God knows where, and he pops out of his chair, grabbing one hand around your entire face, and the other holding a dagger right next to, like, the middle of your body.
Ow.
And with that, he drops the dagger, lets go, turns you around very sharply, just sort of like skidding you along the dirt floor. It's just like,
What in God's name are you doing awake?
How good food?
I stole it from the French, but I have no sweet clue. I have more.
What?
Yeah. They're supposed to be for when one of you does a really good job at something, but bribery seems to work a little better.
What happened to Gustav's accent?
I would also like to know the answer to that question.
I'm sorry, I just love... Monarch scares the living shit out of this guy after scaling a wall out of spite.
It scared him so hard his voice went away. truth
getting bribed with treats.
Yeah, like a feral cat.
Yeah, that's how you befriend a feral cat. Can confirm. Yeah.
He puts a finger to his lips, shushing you, and is like, I will get more.
More!
Tomorrow. Sleep. Go back to bed. Sleep.
Why?
God. Because I need to sleep. And if you're awake... I need to make sure you're not climbing any more buildings.
Building.
Walls. The things around you.
Awful thing.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. He seems so tired.
Rana's just gonna stare for a moment. Look at the chair thing. Kind of poke it weirdly before looking over to him and just, you tired?
Yes.
Go.
What?
Go. With all of the you're such a dumbass energy and expression that a 7-year-old can have on us. Telling him to go as if that makes any sense.
He shrugs, walks forwards just beyond what you can see, picking up a very large greatsword with a gem in the middle, before sheathing it over his back and sitting back in the chair, closing his eyes, and for a while, going to sleep.
Bona just nods to themselves as if this is some major accomplishment, which for them might as well be.
Yeah.
And just actually goes back to their room.
Oh shit, I didn't expect that. I expected some evening shenanigans. Alright. Well.
I think most people did.
With all that, it's the next day. This is... Again, just one of those days, normal, simple day. Eros is not supposed to come to the training facility. But whether or not they do anyways is entirely their decision. You're gonna go?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping out or are you saying you're going?
Just heading right out. Not sneaking per se, just... Going.
Just going.
Leaving a little note, gone to hell.
Gone to hell.
Be
spelled
soon.
Terribly. G-O-N to H-L-P.
I'm hiding because...
H-L-P.
B-B-S. Right?
It's just run. B-R-B.
Isn't
it?
And... Yeah, as you make your way there, can you go ahead and give me a perception check?
Using Eros in order to get all the lore in that Aleel just ignored?
Yes.
Eight.
And
two.
It's Vana, not Aleel.
So that's
a
19.
19. Awesome.
Both of them are my characters. I'm used to it.
There is something in these woods. Something magical. Something powerful, and something you need to find. As soon as you sort of become aware of its existence, it is as if you are incomplete without it, without even knowing what it is. You get this intense drive to search, find, tear the forest to pieces to get something.
Damn.
And, but before you can, you know, act on these thoughts, one of the prophets appears behind you and just pushes you the rest of the way. Just not even, not asking, not giving a second for thought, just slowly pushing this child. And with that, on a day, they're not even supposed to be here. As you're all just, like, chilling out, it's mealtime. You're eating probably oatmeal. Oh. Raw, unseasoned. Not raw, sorry. Unseasoned oatmeal. Maybe a bit of vanilla in it. You know, as a reward. And you see Eros just come in. They're not supposed to be there. This is a wonderful surprise for all of you.
Boom!
Awesome. Vana, go ahead and give me a wisdom save.
Fuck. That is a 9.
Awesome. There's something missing. You had something. It's gone. It's in the forest somewhere. You need it.
Oh, God.
Anybody else?
Eros? Eros is going to be like, do you want to eat my oatmeal?
Awesome. Give me a wisdom save.
Well, the instructor's like, oh, fuck.
I got a 15.
Awesome. There's something in the woods. It's yours. It's powerful. You get this sense that it's magic itself. All the worries you have about not being a good hero because you're not strong enough will be solved when you find what you've lost.
Felix is just immediately thinking, can I cast Fireball now with that thing?
No, you came across that.
You physically interacted with these objects. Now they've, like, got you.
Damn.
Tikal.
Hi, sorry. My dad came outside. I kind of am lost. Am I also making a wisdom save?
Yeah, so you can look at anybody who's made a wisdom save and failed it?
Am I looking at anybody who's made a wisdom save?
Yeah. Are you looking at any of the other heroes?
Probably with hatred in her eyes, yeah.
Awesome. Go ahead and give me a wisdom save.
That's a 9.
Awesome. Yeah, there's something in the woods.
Damn.
You know, surprise of all surprise, you feel like you need it. It feels familiar to you. This feeling of missing something, of not knowing what you're missing. It's not something you haven't felt before, but this feels more tangible. This is an op. You can go and get it. And it might be your death. It could be. Make an inside check.
Aleel is, like, just gonna spring up from whatever table they're being forced to eat at. And straight up try to book it for a door.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a dex check.
Where's my next? There it is. That's a 15.
Awesome. The door is still open. You all have a chance. You all have a moment. You all have an opportunity. You can get out. For the first time, probably ever, You see the open fields and forest, and you think you have a shot.
Tikal runs.
Awesome. Anybody else?
Oh, well, Leela's also.
Everyone's booking it. It's a field trip. The Frenchman is immediately chasing after you. He drops his bowl of, like, leftover oatmeal with brown sugar, vanilla, and sprinkles in it, because he's weird like that. And he is just looking after you. The three prophets stand at the door and do nothing. If any of you would like to make an insight, investigation, or perception check before you get out, arcana checks are also fine. No, just one check per person.
I'm going to do an arcana.
Insight. Arcana or insight, you said?
Arcana, insight, perception, investigation.
It's a 16.
13.
Like,
so that's a
non-nat 20. Beautiful. Dirty 20 for you.
I got a 12 for perception.
Awesome. Perception, what did you roll again?
Insight.
Insight, awesome. Nothing.
I got a 14 for investigation.
Thank you. Nothing seems really odd, but yeah, the prophets, the three of them, perched at the door as they always are, stopping your escape at every possible chance. They're doing nothing. Hell,
let's go.
It almost looks like one of them is holding the door open.
I just want to congratulate everyone for, like, picking, like, a different role to do that. It was, like, actually so smooth. Or, like, running out of those zooms, like, sorry, guys, I forgot something. Bye.
Leela's done this several times where they just fucking booked it.
Who made the Arcana check?
Me.
Awesome. What'd you get?
Anna!
You're all good. What'd you get on the Arcana check?
13.
Awesome. There's something in the woods. It's very magical. They're in a cave. They're underground. You'll need to find the cave entrance, and you'll need to probably fight your way to them.
Bet.
And who made the perception check?
I did.
Awesome. What'd you get?
Hold on. 12.
12. The Frenchman is absolutely booking it. This guy is hitting on you with every step. And you see him take out this beautiful rapier. The sort of hand guard is seemingly custom made. It's got his name engraved on it. It does not say Jean.
Crazy.
It says something with much more letters than that.
So he gave us a nickname, I guess? Or
I knew it!
His name is actually Jean Valjean.
Nah, it's 24601, actually. Okay, I'll die now.
Okay.
Alright. Who made the investigation check?
Me.
What'd you get?
14.
Awesome. Gustav and Clara don't look like they're running to catch you. They look like they're trying to stop John.
You want to kill us?
Gustav specifically has this sort of solemn look in his eyes. Like, he's been warned about something, and the Frenchman is not in on whatever secret is letting you guys get the fuck out of here. And with that, you breach the gates, breathe in the open air for the first time in, like, 6 months of just hard training, awful food, and honestly, even worse instructors. Gustav is generally nice, but the rest of them are kind of jackasses.
He was left out.
But with that, you're in the forest. there's something here. You need it. And I will see you all next week.
Thank you for joining us in Tardiosa. We'll see you next time.